Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
What kind of well are you speaking from, Brandy?
Oh, what well? The kitchen well.
You were far away from the speaker, so I could tell that. You're the only one on.
Oh, okay. You have a second? I got a cute story to tell you while we're waiting.
Well, we're being recorded. Do you mind?
No, I don't care. I thought it was a cute story.
Okay.
There was a little boy, a little friend of mine that see from time to time. His name is TJ. He's about 7. He was at the barber shop the other day, and he called his grandmother, and he says, "Granny," he says, "what was that part in Noah about the rainbow?" And she says, "well, it was because it was to remind God and us that he will not flood the earth again." And she says, "well, you know, that ditch that's right by the shop here is flooded. I think he forgot."
That is cute.
So, out of the mouths of babes sometimes comes truth.
That is true.
I thought that was a cute story since we're doing Noah, that it would relate to what we were doing.
I agree. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join us in saying the Anna Bakoa.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Bakoa, Yedula Cheminka, Tati, Sarura, Alephet Gimel, Yutat Tati. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra kufrei shayim sintet nun na gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamle. Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata. Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutah. The letters of the month of Tammuz, the Taf that created the planet Levanah, the planet we call the moon, and the Chet that created the constellation Sartan, the crab, the astrological sign of Cancer. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column and left column energies of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed lalafim, Notse awon wafesha, Vechata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, the year of the goat, by studying two verses that have the same energy. The first that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte B'Tchilu Erchimud Chilud Chilu Erchimu V'yata L'Shem Yud He B'Vav He V'Yichuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Tzod Tzaduni Katzipor Oyevai Hinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into Tzatzki Ach, which is translated as appear like brothers. And when we permute them, the final letters of these words, into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem alevim ad kelet hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu hakohanim kil halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Mei Hei 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade ad kibiya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Holam. The year 5775, there are three verses. The energy of this year is swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni at biliruki. Next we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol, Amacharoiyam, Asher Yitchabe, Sham, Washaltem, Eli, El Nahon, Wehalakti, Itchem, Wehayim, Yeshno, Baretz, Vichipasti, Oto, Bekol, Alfe, Yehuda. And the verse from Job, chapter 20, verse 7, is the third verse. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774, the energy of which is peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse that connects to this verse, to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wisam ti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'achta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yasifu v'nei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God following the pattern that we've been doing recently. Please scan the first four rows. And the fifth row. Yohei wa la hei hei. Kawako menuda anu yo he ame rehe ayo yoza. And please scan the balance of the chart. Please scan the first four rows. Yo yo wa la he he ka ako menuda anu yo he wa me re he ayo he za. Please scan the balance of the chart. The Sadikim who left this day, the eighth day of Tammuz, Rabbi Shlomo ben Rabbi Yehuda HaKohen, Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Eliezer Horowitz of Zikov, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, and this is a somewhat unique day. There was a family that the date of the death in the Shoah was known, and there was a tribute that was from the one surviving member of this family. Lipa Eliezer ben Shlomo, Brendel Bas Moshe, Mordechai ben Lipa Eliezer, Avraham ben Lipa Eliezer, Gittel bat Lipa Eliezer, Beryl ben Lipa Eliezer, Gedalia ben Lipa Eliezer, and Yaakov ben Lipa Eliezer. And these are mentioned in honor of the 6 million. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zoha class for the Chinese Balak. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row. The right-hand column will give you a page with all of the 54 parashas of the year. If you scroll down to Parashah Balak, when you open that page, then scroll down to section 6, the fifth part, or part 5. And this opens up to a look at Pasuk 74. Sharenam Beya Behaya Beakal Mchem Milechem Haaretz Vekilachem Haaretz Seora Ihu Lav Hakivianam Sheora Meklar Beinam Begindu Shora Kadma Alishar Nachar ba le'alma she'orayu shiur pe'ha'atar yediya yediya u'beshiura te'chei ita nekuda v'emsa'ita the late Hulakad Lissitra Ahara de Hova Taman Chita Berata the meat het alekame Aguha via veid Laruta umahita Kilala de Kafet. Be at one. The translation. Please be future things, because I'm getting some static by pressing star 6. Let us return to the verse we began with. Then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, and he asked, was the bread of the land just barley and nothing else? This verse, even though it is mentioned to be the precept of dough contribution, alludes to the omer of the wave offering, and that omer of the wave offering was offered as barley. And he responds, it is not so, since there are five kinds of grains, and we offer barley because it is the first of the other kinds of bread in the world. Seoya, barley, is the letters of ur hay, a measure of hay, which occupies a known measure of the hay, which is malchut. I've muted everyone so that the static would be reduced. I hope that's true for all. Continuing to read the translation. Chita, which is wheat, is the central point where the other side of the scale of guilt has no place. Chita is a daughter that asks petulantly, and the word is michata, before her father, and he does her will. What is chita? It has the numerical value of the 22 letters. Actually, this is my commentary. The Karaite group of Jews determine if a year is a leap year based on the sprouting of sufficient amount of barley to bring the barley wave offering. Spiritually, this indicates a connection to spring, and thus the Passover Seder may take place. If there is insufficient barley grain sprouts, then it is still winter, and the Pesach Seder may not take place. We learn also that offerings were brought of the other grains as well, specifically that of wheat, which the Pasuk teaches us that wheat has all the energy of the Hebrew letters as it pertains to the frame of reference called vegetable. In fact, there cannot be anything with a greater metaphysical energy than wheat in this frame of reference. This is why the emphasis of the Seder is to control an aspect of wheat called chametz. Remember, chametz is the aspect of an inflated ego due to the physical presence of yeast. Pasuk 75. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Aagidehawa, Lan lemishma chakait, Lan lememar udarka, Kashta amar hahu, Yanuka ha magina, Leka belgira, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Vadaichita haki karetan, Laval chamenan, Bashvatim kulhu delet, Behu het uva it het, Vekarenan, Chita amar hahu, Yanuka vadai, Akihu deha het sharya, Samich la behu, Beshitin, La hawo at one elain, Dekatu mesitra, Dikdusha dilela, Avaligaba sharya. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, although we should listen to your words, we have something to say here and draw our bow. The Hebrew word is keshet, which is derived from difficulty. The Hebrew word is kushia. The child said, "Behold, a shield against that arrow," meaning to say that he would be ready to explain away the difficulty. Rabbi Elazar said, "Certainly we call it chita. However, we notice that among all the tribes, there are no letters of chet and tet in their names, because they are indicative of sin. The Hebrew word for sin is chet tet aleph, and a hold for the external forces. Yet in chita, there are chet and tet, because we call her chita. If so, there is something that gives a hold for the outer forces, and not like the child said, that the other side of guilt has no part there." That child replied, "It is definitely so. The chet and tet that indicate the hold of the other side prevail close by, that is, near to Malchut. Within them, among the tribes, those letters did not dwell, because they emanated from the side of holiness that is above. Since the 12 tribes are drawn from the 12 aspects that are in Malchut, that result from the 12 permutations of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, all of which are holiness. However, near her, near Malchut, that is called Chita, the letters Chet and Tet do dwell, which indicate the hold of the outer forces." My commentary. We always have to define our terms as this pasuk is hinting to us. When you define your terms, you establish the frame of reference. The letters Tet and Chet are not used in any of the names of the tribes of the children of Israel. Also note the gematria of the word Chet expressed in the pasuk is 18. This indicates the relationship as to how a sin causes a longer process that leads ultimately to the correction or the teshuvah that brings one to life, since life has a gematria of 18 also. It is interesting to note that the gematria of the two letters is 17, which is the Hebrew word tov, meaning good. Is a chet, is a sin good? One needs to understand the spiritual system to come to this level of consciousness. Pasuk 76. Vehi ba'it le'apaka charba v'teima amai nachtat atwan ilena hiyo. Birata Elahi Tinda Chovadi Adam Harishon Diamru Chita Hawab Tinda Tavilana Dakad Natsach Kolasitra Dito Nakit lekol sitra achara v'kaf yayo leya. The translation. You might wish to draw the sword and wonder why that daughter holds on to those letters, Chet and Teft, if there is a hold for the outer forces. However, if you know the sin of Adam, which they said, that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was wheat, you will understand this. When this tree, Malchut, is victorious, everything is on the good side, as it takes everything from the other side and suppresses it. Therefore, he said that the other side has no hold on the wheat grain. My commentary. When is Malchut victorious? When it is fulfilled by the light of Yesod, which is funneling the light from the five other Sephirot. No evil or negativity can stand against the light of fulfillment. The light can only enter permanently into Malchut when Malchut has exercised binding by striking. Learn this truth well and learn it often. Pasuk 77. Chabrayayo kadmae perishu milada visharu la merashik chita sitam atu batrae viamru chita mamash atayashaya ufarish la diktiv Umit chaita ki lo tigra velayif Beach nekuda tem saita dilayehe Cheta ade ilu nekuda lachawe Tata alecheve Bechilufa ben Ketzletaf taviru lesitra achara periru dila. The translation. The friends of old have explained this matter in saying that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was wheat. They began from a distance, meaning to say with a vague explanation, saying simply wheat, meaning that chita contains the letters of sin, the chet, and indicates the sin. There is no intention of actual wheat, but merely an allusion to it. Then the latter came and said actual wheat. That is, it alludes to Yesod of Malchut, as mentioned, that she is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. As mentioned, Isaiah came and explained it. And from terror, the Hebrew mechita, spelled with chet and tav, then it shall not come near you. Therefore, wheat is the central point in order that there should be no sin, since without this point there would have been sin. And the substituting of chet for the tav is a guarding against the other side and the cleansing thereof. My commentary. Letter substitutions are very important. It changes word meanings and also gematria. Yet every Hebrew word conceals other letters within them, whether it is a right column, left column, or central column substitution. I strongly recommend one listen to the recordings of the first six classes in our Hebrew letters classes so that one can know how to retain your balance while substituting letters. Pasuk 78. Atun chavrayayo dila shemashtum Le Rabbi Shemaya Chasida Amrin Div Chameshet Zine Dagan Lait Hulaka Listar Achara Belav Hakite Hakol Madit Bele Beara Listar Acharait Bea Hulaka uman hulaka idleya mot dechi penu ruach diktiv lokem parshaim kim kamots asher tipenu ruach dvedahu rucha dik Tikadusha Utiv Kiruah Avrabo Feimenu Vigo Peginderuah Kuchab Mipazair Lay abekosi trin, di alma di laishta kach. Da benugba tekura mai hu dev teven. The translation. Your friends who have not served Rabbi Shemaya, the pious, you mention that the five kinds of grains, which are wheat, barley, rye, rice, and millet, have no portion for the other side. However, it is not so, since the other side has a part in anything that rots on earth. What is its part? The chaff which the wind drives away, as it is written. Not so the wicked, but they are like the chaff which the wind, the ruach, drives away. That is the Holy Spirit, who the Hebrew is ruach, which is malchut, as it is written. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. The Holy Spirit that is malchut scatters it in every direction, so it should no longer exist. Chaff is the female of the klipah. What is the male of the klipah? It is straw. My commentary. Now you know the spiritual cause of the need to separate wheat from chaff and all other grains from straw. One cannot utilize the chaff in one's cooking, and this is also true for straw, in my opinion. Pasuk 79. Umutz v'teven kachadazlin v'alda patur mi ba'asayr tilet behu chulaka Bikdusha Hashem Dagan, Benach you belach teven, Umots ket tekar, Benu ba, Mots beteven. Hashem Benach you, Tedagan, Bead Shalimu, Deilanachita. Ihu ve'ilana techata be'ya Adam harishon chita hawa tekola ihu peraza umila dechita kawav Rabbi Amar v'tanutu Chavrayayo Amar Rabbi Elazar Vadai Hakihu. The translation. Chaff and straw, which are the male and female of the klipah, go together. Therefore, they are exempt from tithing, because they do not contain any part in holiness. The hay of chita is the gleaned grain without the straw and the chaff. Chet and tet of chita are male and female, chaff and straw. If hay too is included with chet and tet, it indicates refined grain, and hence the perfection of the tree, that is malchut, is the wheat grain, which is indicative of refined grain without klipot. The tree by which Adam sinned was wheat, since everything is contained in the secret and in the word chita. Rabbi Elazar wondered, and the friends marveled. Rabbi Elazar said, "It definitely is so." My commentary. It is important for people to understand that the fruit called an apple is just one of seven fruits that is accused to be the fruit that was eaten by Adam and Chava, that is usually referred to as the original mistake. For each of these fruits, there is a metaphorical explanation as well as spiritual explanations of how this can be corrected. This pasuk is discussing and hints to the fruit known as wheat, chita. It is interesting to note that when the word is spelled with a hey and not an aleph, it transformed from natural grain to refined grain. There is a question that needs to be asked and has been asked and answered by the sages. Why does it take man's involvement in the creation of bread? It takes 10 steps to transform wheat into bread. This is an important question, since it touches on the idea that Hashem can create something that is not perfect, chas v'shalom. I will leave you to contemplate the answers on your own. Pasuk 80. Amar ha'un yanu ka ha'ki hu vadai kirashish disha reinan be'ya deha she'ora ikdim limetaye le'alma be'yu mitat kan le'mechla divira sitamihu razadi Allah Harim deim dimekadlim bekol yoma vehiyo achlalon vikre lechem tiruma mechla deahu taruma beit kiriv belelia deahkitiv uvahashemesh V'taher v'yachar yokal min ha'kadashim kilach bohu min ha'kadashim datiruma min ha'kadashim v'la kadashim Dehakodesh shetam laikre teruma Dechomer bakodesh mi batruma tenan. The translation. That child said, this is definitely the meaning of the verse with which we began. Because barley appeared first in the world, it is only good for animal food, meaning malchut that is called beast. The Hebrew is behemah. That equals in numerical value 52, which is yud-heh-vav-heh spelled with hays. And barley is the secret of 1,000 mountains, which is the secret of chokmah, that is called thousand, that is grown every day. And she, Malchut, eats them. She is called loaves offering, which is the food of that offering, which is Malchut, that is offered at night, since Chachmah without Chasadim is the secret of darkness, because Chachmah cannot shine without Chasadim. Therefore, the time when it is revealed is at night, which is the secret of darkness, without chasadim that are the light of day. It is written, and when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterwards eat of the holy things, because it is his food. Of the holy things indicates offering, of the holy things and not just the holy things, since just any holy thing is not considered an offering. We have studied the ritual restrictions of holiness over truma, offering. My commentary, the pasuk is generally clear as to its meaning. Pasuk 81. Ara kadisha birshu dikut shabarichu awat Urshu achara la'al taman. Hech avdikat arai kaimat bim hem nuta. Velaitcha birat birshu achara. Ikrivu de ditruma. Gadi shorim kegavna diraza disota amarabi abba fedai shinana teherba legabach amar hahu yanuka fedai kafna bimagin utsina liagana Mineya Amar Rabbi Abba Ara Kedisha Leit Barishu Achara Vela Altaman Mots Veteven Miman Hawo. The translation. The Holy Land that is Malchut is under the authority of the Holy One, blessed be He, and no other authority enters there. How is the land tested if it keeps its faith? Meaning to say, if she is faithful to her husband, who is the central column, who fixes it so that Hakma should not illuminate on the left, except from below upwards. She was not joined to another authority, that is the other side, whose manner is to draw Chachma downwards, in reverse, to the manner set up by the central column, that is Zeranpin. The test is by this offering of barley, similar to the secret meaning of the test of the Sota, which is the wife suspected of adultery. Rabbi Abba spoke, definitely the edge of the sword is before you. That child replied, I certainly was strengthened with a shield and breastplate to be protected from it. Rabbi Abba said, isn't the Holy Land clear of any other dominion, which is the other side that does not enter therein? And if so, where did chaff and straw, which are klipot, come from? My commentary. The secret meaning of the Sota test is what is concealed becomes revealed. This applies to the barley wave offering. The barley grows close to the ground, and that is then is revealed by the priest waving the offering. This is my opinion. The question asked is a good one. We know that negativity always waits close to the sparks of light, as close as they can and still survive the light. That is why there is chaff right next to the wheat fruit. It appears as a shell, a klipa, to the wheat fruit. Pasuk 82. Patacha hu yanuka ve'amar ve'yivra Elohim et ha'adam v'tzalmo v'gomer ukti v'yomer lachem Elohim perurvu v'ki lav di'ata nachash al chavala ya'avid Toldin le'alma, o'i lachavu, Yisrael bi'ovada, di'egla la'yabdun. Toldin el'avadai, ilav yetei nachash. Alchava toldin yakid adam miyad badai tehagazera it geziar Miade it benedictit peru urvu milu et haaretz veinun toldin yachon kulhon bin ki yubilazu hama kelal ofaki ara kadisha tehala al barishu achara it ba'amot v'teven dilav mehahu sitar ulbar meara hahu motz v'teven distar achara hawedi azla batar kedusha kekof batar b'nei nasha. The translation. The child opened the discussion with the verse, "So Elohim created man in his own image, and Elohim said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" He asked, "If the serpent had not tempted Eve, there would have been no procreation in the world. Or if Israel had not sinned by the golden calf, they would not have produced any offspring. Yet the verse says, 'And Elohim said to them, be fruitful and multiply.' It is therefore certain that even if the serpent had not come upon Eve, Adam would have produced offspring immediately, since that was the pronounced decree as soon as he was created. As it is written, 'Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth.' However, these offspring would all have been entirely clean without any filth. There is an analogy with the Holy Land where no other dominion enters, but it contains chaff and straw that do not result from the other side. And outside the country, that chaff and straw is of the other side, that follows the holiness like a monkey after men." My commentary. The descriptive word is chaff and straw. When it applies to chutz la'aretz, outside of Israel, it is part of the negative system. When it is describing fruit in the land of Israel, it is of the positive system and has no negativity. If you're asking how can that be, remember this world is an illusion. You cannot see the whole picture. Pasuk 83. Atu Rabbi Abba v'chavrayayo un shakutu al dimele teravich na kemane kerava nachama biftora. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'day akihu deha kozine kerava bidach inun umatzlichan bidach atun shakuhu kamil chadmin. The translation. Rabbi Elazar and his friends came and kissed him. The child said to them, "It seems to me that I have earned with my battle gear the bread on the table." And Rabbi Elazar said, "Certainly so, since all the weapons are in your hand and are successful in your hands." They again came and kissed him. My commentary. This pasuk is an interruption in teachings, yet that is not actually a lack of teachings, as we will learn when we analyze the year 5776, the year of the pause. That's the end of this section, the end of our class. It's not the end of the section, because the section has many more verses that we will cover in coming days, weeks, and years. Are there any questions? I will unmute your phone so you can ask questions. Are there any questions?
No.
Our class is tomorrow at 10:30. We'll be continuing the series on the Lakhid of the Land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, all times, West Coast times, our class will be on Lashon Hara. I wish you all a Shavua Tov and a beautiful week. Filled with peace and prosperity and happiness and joy. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Happy.